Between the 60s and 80s, thousands of people from Latin America and Spain migrated to Australia, escaping unstable and dangerous situations. So as part of this year's Spanish Film Festival, cinemas across Perth will be premiering the Australian-made documentary Our Voices, a story about Spanish-speaking migrants and their contributions to modern-day Australia. Film producer, assistant director and chief executive of Latin Voices, Trini Abascal, joins us on Breakfast. Good morning, Trini.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for giving us a call.
No, absolutely. Great to speak with you. So there are lots of stories about migration in Australia's history across many different cultures. Tell us, how is this one different?
I think what it's different is that, well, first of all, we are a minority community, and I know that there is a lot of research stories out there about communities that maybe have been here for a while and they are larger, so they get more attention. Our community is barely visible, so I think this is the first film that actually gives visibility to our community. Another difference is that it's not just one community. So we are 21 countries, and although this film focuses on those who arrived in the 60s and 80s, and they were like around six countries, so it's not showing the visibility of all the countries, it still tells the story of our common identity and common contribution that we have done in this country. And maybe another difference is as well that we have, I know that a lot of communities have contributed a lot, but what we try to do with this film is not to show individual stories or individual contributions, but to show the contribution of the community as a whole. And I think that's very new.
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting there is, you know, so many movies that look at other communities and cultures, they help, you know, us understand those stories. But as you say, there are, you know, 20 plus countries encapsulated here. So those communities will be able to see themselves. But for those who don't know the experience of Spanish speaking migrants, what were people fleeing when they arrived in Australia?
Yeah, so the people that arrived at that time were fleeing dictatorships, torture, civil wars, disappearance. So it was a very difficult situation, especially in Latin America. So people who came from Spain was a little bit different. So they were more like migrants that were looking for better lifestyle. So maybe more what is happening now. But definitely those who came from Latin America were escaping very dangerous situations and, you know, pretty much what's happening now with some refugees just escaping for their lives and their families.
So who were some of the people you interviewed or that were interviewed for the film?
Sorry, again?
So who were the people that were interviewed for the film?
Yeah, so it was like to choose the people was like a very comprehensive research that we had to do. So first of all, we want people who represented the countries that arrived at the time. So we focus on the census. We also had like a steering committee of people that represent the community. So very important people in our community. And they suggested names of people who knew that have contributed a lot. So we had a list of people who contributed a lot. And then also we invited the whole community just to tell us the story. So we collected around 30 interviews, and then from there we selected 18 interviews or interviewees who were part of the film, and the idea was that these stories were showing the themes that we wanted to show in the film. So as I said, it was not about individual people or individual contributions, but more about how their stories could represent the whole community.
Lovely. We're speaking with Trini Abascal, whose movie Our Voices is playing the Spanish Film Festival this year. What was it like to make this documentary during a pandemic?
Oh, that was a huge challenge. This was actually, how this project started was more like a community-based project. So from Latin Stories Australia, we decided to do something to try to bring people together from the older generation and the new generation, and the idea was to do these interviews, like intergenerational interviews. But COVID happened, we couldn't do that. So we said, okay, we still need to interview these people because, unfortunately, you know, it's people who arrived a long time ago, and maybe some of them won't be with us a lot of time you know, much more longer. So we decided to do it over Zoom, which at the beginning was a little bit of like, oh, well, it's not going to be very nice, you know. Of course, you don't have all the cinematographic experience and the lights, etc. But I think it ended up being very well because it showed what was happening at the time, you know, what's still happening with the pandemic. And also it allows us to show people what are the real lives of this person, because you can see their houses, you can see how they are dressing. So nothing is fancy. People were just, you know, like normal. So how they are actually. And then Diana, who is the director of the film, between lockdowns, she had the opportunity to go to the houses of some of these people and take extra shooting of some of them, which was very nice. And I think helped a lot to, you know, to make this film more attractive.
For sure. I think that's so interesting. Like you say, by getting that glimpse into their house, it takes away the veneer of a movie. And even though it is a documentary, you're really, really seeing what their lives are like and what their homes are like. Can you tell me, what do you hope audiences get out of Our Voices? What do they get out of this documentary that you've made?
I think the documentary is very powerful. And what we're trying to show, and hopefully people perceive that and perceive that, is empathy, not just for our communities, but for other migrants and refugees, because it shows the struggles of any migrant. I mean, yes, it's focused on our communities, but that's what everyone is experiencing at the moment. And if you are a refugee or a asylum seeker, it's even worse. So I hope that with this film, people can create more empathy towards others, and maybe as well a little bit more interest in other cultures, and recognition of the contributions of what these generations of migrants have done to Australia.
Absolutely. I hope a lot of people check out Our Voices at this year's Spanish Film Festival and get that greater understanding like you're talking about. Trini Abascal, thank you so much and congratulations on the film.
Thank you very much.